Chapter 18, Section 2.2, Doctrine, Be Humble. If we're going to discuss bias and failure in the technology world, then there's probably no better example than OpenStack. It's also one that I'm familiar with. When I was at Canonical, one of my cabal who helped push the agenda for Ubuntu in the cloud was Rick Clark. He is a gifted engineering manager and quickly picked up on the concepts of mapping. He is also a good friend. It was a year or so later that Rick was working for Rackspace. Rick and I had long discussed an open play against Amazon in the cloud, how to create an ecosystem of public providers that matched the Amazon APIs and force a price war to increase demand beyond Amazon's ability to supply, hence fragmenting the market. I was delighted to get that call from Rick in early 2010 about his plans in this space, and by March 2010, I agreed to put him center and front stage of the Cloud Computing Summit at OSCON. What was launched was OpenStack. My enthusiasm and delight, however, didn't last long. At the launch party that evening, I was introduced to various executives, and during that discussion it became clear that some of the executive team had added their own thought processes to Rick's play. They had hatched an idea that was so daft that the entire venture was under threat. That idea, which would undermine the whole ecosystem approach, was to differentiate on stuff that didn't matter, the APIs. I warned that this would lead to a lack of focus, a collective prisoner dilemma of companies differentiating, a failure to counter the ecosystem benefit that Amazon had, and a host of other problems, but they were adamant. By use of their own API, they would take away all the advantages of Amazon and dominate the market. Eventually, as one executive told me, Amazon would have to adopt their API to survive. The place was dripping in arrogance and self-confidence. I tried to support as much as I could, but nevertheless I had quite a few public spats on this API idea. In the end, by 2012, I had concluded that OpenStack, rather than being the great hope for a competitive market, was a dead duck forced to fighting VMware in what will ultimately be a dying and crowded space, whilst Amazon, and other players, took away the future. I admire the level of marketing, effort and excitement that OpenStack has created, and certainly there are niches for it to create a profitable existence, for example in the network equipment space, but despite the belief that it would challenge Amazon, it has lost. The confidence of OpenStack was ultimately its failure. The hubris, the failure to be pragmatic, its decision not to exploit the ecosystems that already existed, and its own self-belief has not served it well. It was a cascade failure of significant proportions, with people believing OpenStack would win just because others in their circles were saying so in public. Many would argue today that OpenStack is not a failure, and the goals of supporting a competitive market of public providers were not its aim, nor was it planning to take on Amazon. That is simply revisionist history and an attempt to make the present more palatable. Yes, OpenStack has made a few people a lot of money, but it's a minnow in the cloud space. Certain analysts do predict that the entire OpenStack market will reach $5 billion in 2020. Even if we accept this figure at face value, and this is for an entire market, AWS revenue hit $12 billion in 2016. The future revenue for an entire market in 2020 is less than half the revenue for a single provider in 2016, and growing at a slower rate. You'd have to stretch the definition to breaking point to call this a success, hence I suspect the importance of a bit of revision. Nevertheless, the battle is a long game, and there is a route back to the public arena through China, where many better players exist.